The cryptocurrency scam landscape is undergoing a significant evolution, and honestly, it's a bit disheartening to see how the tactics are shifting.
It is a serious change.
Traditional rug pulls, where developers abruptly drain liquidity and vanish, are being replaced by a more insidious model, the perpetual fee drain.
You can see this exemplified by the recently deployed VLAD token. This new approach structurally prevents a sudden exit by locking liquidity, creating this comforting illusion of stability for investors.
But instead of a one-time theft, the scam operates as a continuous revenue generator for the attackers. It's a persistent extraction of value.
It relies on sophisticated smart contract manipulation that's really tricky to spot without digging deep into the code.
Developers embed a hard-coded transaction fee that automatically routes a predetermined percentage of every buy and sell order directly to their wallets.
And because blockchain code is immutable, this fee structure cannot be altered or disabled after deployment. You're essentially locked in.
There is no administrative override, and token holders cannot vote to remove it. You have no recourse once you're in.
Consequently, the token remains actively tradable on decentralized exchanges, but every transaction systematically bleeds value to the creators. It feels like a slow-moving trap.
This model cleverly mimics legitimate decentralized finance mechanics to lower your guard.
By co-opting the structure of yield farming and liquidity mining, the scam presents itself as a tradable asset with locked liquidity, attracting traders seeking passive income or quick gains.
Once trading volume increases, the automated fee mechanism continuously extracts profits, effectively productizing the exploit as a perpetual yield stream for the hackers.
Over time, this constant value extraction stifles price appreciation, degrades trading conditions, and nullifies any claimed project utility. It's a dead end for the investor.
For investors, this evolution demands a fundamental shift in risk assessment. We can't rely on old heuristics anymore.
It's heartbreaking because the traditional safety indicator of locked liquidity can now be weaponized to trap capital in a slow-moving drain. It feels like a betrayal of trust.
The line between a legitimate yield-bearing token and a malicious fee trap has become increasingly thin. You have to scrutinize everything.
Critical red flags include unaudited smart contracts, opaque fee structures, anonymous development teams, and blockchain explorers showing consistent transaction routing to single or clustered wallets.
The critical takeaway is that technological neutrality requires heightened investor vigilance. Just because it's on-chain doesn't mean it's safe.
The same smart contract features that enable decentralized autonomy can be engineered into inescapable financial traps. It's a harsh reality we have to face.
Protecting capital now requires moving beyond surface-level metrics like trading volume or liquidity locks. You need to look deeper.
Investors must conduct thorough smart contract audits, verify fee distribution mechanics, and maintain rigorous skepticism toward projects lacking transparency.
As scams adapt, deep technical due diligence and code literacy are the only reliable defenses against the next generation of digital yield traps.